Good morning, everybody. How are you today? Yeah. Okay. Let's start our morning prayer with a word of prayer. Father, Lord Jesus, thank you for a good day that you have given to us. This morning, we come to you. We want to hear your word that gives strength for us. Please speak to us. Holy Spirit, we invite you to help me as a preacher and also friend who hear the word of God, so that we really understand and acknowledge and experience your power in our life. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. One verse that I want to share this morning is come from Luke chapter 1, verse 37, which is say, "For nothing will be impossible with God." For nothing will be impossible with God. I think 17 years ago, SP has a T-shirt. And then right in the middle of the chest say, "Impossible is nothing," and then Solomon Porch. I don't know if you have it. I have it before, but not for now, because too small for me. Okay. brothers and sisters, a few days ago, when I have a private time with Mimi, we went to IFC and we see a movie. Oh, what kind of movie? Mission Impossible. Final Reckoning, which is almost 3 hours. And then I try to know more about this movie, Mission Impossible. It is a world serial movie, number 16. So there are many serial, and then Mission Impossible is number 16. What interest from this movie? It starts from 1996, and then now 2025. It's almost 30 years, and then they have already 8 series of this movie. 8 series, the same title but different problem, and then the main actor still the same. It's Tom Cruise, yeah. Which is already almost 30 years. If Tom Cruise now is 64, and then he start this movie from 35, and then still famous after almost 30 years. So the last film, they said the last film for Tom Cruise, because at the end of the movie, Tom Cruise say bye-bye, something like that. With other team, that means maybe if there is a 9 series, I will be replace him, maybe, but not sure. Or some of you. And then this movie cost around 300 to 400 million for the budget. And then they get around 600 million from the ticket. So, yeah, they gain 100% from the budget. My question is, why people love to see this movie? Yeah, if you already see this movie, you can say, oh, it's almost similar with 007. It's almost similar with Indiana Jones, yeah. With a problem, and then make your adrenaline going up. Suddenly, you can shout, "Oh!" or and then come down or something like that. Maybe, or for some people, oh yeah, the star movie star is so handsome. I'm happy to see handsome guy. Yeah, of course. But today, some young people they don't want to see Tom Cruise. They prefer Korean movie star. Or other movie star, yeah, but I never see a Korean movie. too many drama, brothers and sisters. But I try to know more. Who saw this movie? The person who saw me this movie is 35 years above. 35 years above. That means, I think all of us 35, unless Marcel, yeah, 35. And then why those people love to see this movie? Yeah, because when you enter 35, you are in the middle of your life. Let's say if your life is 70 years old, like the Bible says 70. If strong, maybe like our brother Jason, maybe 80. Or you may be more, Jason. Yeah, maybe more. Because you are so strong. You're almost 70 but still strong. Or like Felicia, almost 80. But for me, I'm not too strong. I like to eat food. Yeah, maybe I my life is a little bit shorter. Yeah, it's okay if a little bit shorter because I enjoy food everywhere. So 35 is the middle. When people enter this age, I remember the founder of Alibaba. Oh yeah, Jack Ma said, when you already 35, don't try many things. You need to focus. Yeah, if you work in one company, don't only work 1 year or 2 years. It is a time for you to establish because you already experiment for more than 10 years. When you fresh graduate 23 or 24 to 35, that means you have 11 years experience. You can go and then after 2 years, you move to other company, you move to other company. But now 35. It's time to settle. Yeah? But then, brothers and sisters, many people, when they already enter 35, they still feel his life is uncertain. Uncertain for the career, uncertain for building a family, uncertain for many things. And then, because of this uncertain happen in their life, sometimes they doubt in themselves. And then sometimes they worry about themselves. Sometimes they fear about themselves. In this situation, they go to see movie and Mission Impossible. Yeah? And then they hope from this movie, they get another new energy so that they can continue to live and then achieve what they wanted. Even sometimes it is impossible. That's why they see this movie. I don't know if you agree or not. This is my interpretation. Okay. Go back to the Bible. It's okay if you go to see this movie. I think still in the movie. Yeah, 3 hours. Prepare 3 hours. It's okay. But if you didn't read the Bible, I think your mission is a dream only. When we go back to the Bible told us, for nothing will be impossible with God. This sentence comes from angel. The angel gives the answer to Mary. Why? Mary asking the angel because the angel come and told Mary, you will be pregnant. And Mary said, how come? I haven't have husband. We never do something crazy. Why you say, I will be have a baby? And then the angel say, God power will come to you. When Mary hear this sentence, Mary cannot digest this sentence. Brothers and sisters, remember, sometimes you cannot digest God's word. Yeah, because God's word is above your understanding. And then Mary asks to the angel. And then the angel also cannot explain it clearly. And The angel just said, for God, nothing will be impossible with God. Brothers and sisters, do you believe nothing will be impossible with God? I can say amen, because in this long journey of my life, I can say that a lot of miracle happened in my life. One of my friends showed me a kind of picture, or not a picture, a kind of statue, and then the artist just make a mirror, and then he draw nothing. He draw nothing, and then he make this glass called, the title is I Am. And then someone buy these glasses with $18,000. $18,000. Do you want to know what kind of these glasses? Okay. You can search at Google. Yeah. Come from Salvatore Guerra. Make a glasses like this. These glasses. And then when you ask them what kind of picture, this picture wrote by air and spirit. Can you see air? Can you see spirit? We cannot see. And then just put I am, and someone buy it. Of course, brothers and sisters, someone buy it because they have money. Yeah. If I buy it, maybe I buy $10, put in my home as a mirror. Yeah. But this guy has a lot of money, buy for $18,000. When I look back, actually, I am that mirror. And then I'm more bad than that mirror, because I am a sinner. I'm a sinner. And then God buy me with the precious blood of His Son who died on the cross. And then after God buy me, God put His trust in me so that I can walk in Him. So this is impossible, brothers and sisters. Who want to buy you? But God buy us by dying on the cross. So miracle happen when you believe in Christ. This is the start of miracle journey in your life. Today, many people try to understand miracle happen when you walk, and then you play your mobile phone, suddenly you push a banana skin, and then you're not die. Somebody, oh my God, thank you, I have a miracle, or other thing. No, brothers and sisters, no need to wait accident to enjoy God's miracle, because miracle already happened when you believe Jesus Christ. When you believe Jesus Christ, you already enjoy something impossible that already happened in your life. Now, this morning, I want to extend, after we believe Jesus Christ, how we can enjoy this miracle again in our life. Because the Bible said, for nothing will be impossible with God. For nothing will be impossible in God happen. Impossible is nothing. Number one, when you worship God. Impossible is nothing when you worship God. Sometimes we have a lot of problem. Yeah? Office problem, family problem, maybe financial problem. Yeah? You try to think. The more you think, you cannot sleep. Yeah? And then when you wake up, your body is so weak. If this happened few days in your life, you enter to stress. When this happens again longer, then you go to depression. In Hong Kong, the number of people who go to suicide is getting more and getting more. Why? Because too many problems in their life, brothers and sisters. But once you come to God and you start to worship Him, when we worship, it is the way that we bring God close to your life. Yeah? Worship is the way to bring God close to your life. Even more, you and God become one. When you and God become one, then I can say impossible is nothing. He knows you. That's number one. Number two, brothers and sisters, impossible is nothing when you walk with God. When you walk with God. I have granddaughter. Emma no need to think everything when she walk with me or with my wife. No need to worry, rainy, the sunshine, food. Even sometimes we give food that Samuel say no. That's a grandpa and grandma. Don't tell him. Yeah. We give everything. Yeah. Brothers and sisters, when we walk with God, nothing is impossible is nothing. You can imagine the longest person who walked with God is Noah. How long he in the boat? Yeah, and they're still alive. Yeah. So impossible is nothing when you walk with God. Number three. Impossible is nothing when you work with God. Work with God. Two Sundays ago, we had typhoon. Because I live in the blue line, so no problem for me go to the church. As long when I walk, I need to see, is there any bamboo around me, something like that. I just walk 4 to 5 minutes and I can enter MTS station. And then me and my wife prepare worship, and we don't think there are people coming. Yeah, there's still some people coming, and one sister bring two Muslim sister come to the church. And then this sister say, I have a lot of problem. And then another sister say, you ask Pastor Selamat pray for you. And after preaching, I was so tired because I just come back from Jakarta, and I go to sleep. When I wake up for 1 hour, I still saw her. And then my energy come again, and I say, I want to say something for this sister. And then I start to ask and try to share the gospel. Before I start to talk with her, another sister say, when Pastor Selamat pray for you, definitely you will falling down. And then that sister said, no lah. And then she start to recite her Quran, something like that. And then pray for her, and then she falling down. And then I said, how come you falling down? There is a power come in my life. Then I said, that's Jesus Christ. You need to believe Him. And then we wait another miracle. So even in the typhoon, no one can come to the church. I can see miracle happen when we work with God. Number four, and then the last one. Impossible is nothing when you wait with God. Waiting is the most difficult part in our life. Because when you wait, you do nothing. this morning, Kadia said, "Ay, Papa, my flight is delayed, yeah, from Shanghai to Hong Kong." Then I just say to her, "Enjoy, walk around, find Shanghai noodle, yeah, find Shanghai noodle, yeah, do something." Brothers and sisters, waiting is boring. Waiting make you do nothing. Do nothing. That's why I hate go to see doctor. Not because I don't like doctor, but I don't like to wait. Yeah, famous doctor always make you wait for 1 or 2 hours. But I don't like to see doctor who there is no patient. That's another problem. If doctor no patient, that means no one want to see this doctor. So, yeah, waiting. That's why when I go to see doctor, I need to bring something because I don't want to wait. Lucky we have mobile. So everybody just start to play game or to read something. But sometimes, brothers and sisters, we cannot do anything. God just won't wait. Wait. Wait mean what? Wait mean trust Him. When we trust Him, impossible is nothing. Go back to Mission Impossible. We have that in our faith because the Bible said impossible is nothing. I don't know what's your problem. Yeah, maybe some of you struggle with career, family, yeah, struggle with future or something. But as long you worship Him, walk with Him, walk with Him, and then wait in Him, miracle will be happen in your life. Amen. It's a time for us to talk with God, yeah, to say, "Father, I struggle with this. I pray that miracle happen. I trust You." Repeat and repeat. Told Him, talk to Him, put in Him. Grace will lead us in worship and then bring us come closer to Him.
I gladly bow my knee. worship him alone. Forever he will be as the Lamb upon the throne. I gladly bow my knee and worship him.
Sister, this song reminds us that the Lamb is upon the throne. Yeah. The first time Jesus came as the Lamb who put on the cross, and then now he is the Lamb is upon the throne. That means he is powerful, almighty, control everything. That's why there is a difference between the gospel and the book of Revelation. If you feel your life is too difficult, remember, now the Lamb is upon the throne. See him. Talk to him and put your trust in him. May God bless us. Amen.